This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. And on the line, we have Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Good morning, Joe. The U.S. government shutdown has just ended. This was the 18th shutdown in the last four decades. What has been the overall impact of the shutdown?
You know, the market's more or less taking it in stride. As you said, these are not uncommon events. The key is, economically, there's not much of a, you know, near-term, much of an impact. So there's an expectation on the markets that this is going to pass pretty quickly, minimal economic activity. Remember, when the government shuts down, quote-unquote, 85% of what the government does every day is still open, whether it's national security, you know, TSA, the airport. So shutdown is not the right word. So at the end of the day, this is a minor blip, if that at all.
Joe, let's move on to the Trump tax plan. And you've been really bullish on it from the onset, and also its potential impact on the U.S. economy. Now, Apple has been the first high-profile company to just announce the repatriation of its funds back to the U.S. What's your view today in 2018 in terms of the overall impact on the U.S. economy?
I mean, generally positive, whether it's higher earnings per share, higher earnings estimates, a lot of this cash. I mean, I estimate $800 billion with a B is going to come home from all the money stashed overseas, pharmaceuticals, technology companies. And it's going to be used broadly, i.e. M&A, hiring, more investment, more share buybacks. You're going to see dividends being raised. Apple gave every worker $2,500 of stock. So it's positive. It's not going to go in one place. It'll go in many places. But it brings in a lot more capital to the United States, and that's a boost for earnings and equities.
Now, in terms of the numbers for additional growth in the next 12 to 24 months, what do you and your team expect in terms of a growth number? Do you have a number attached to that growth?
We do, plus 3%. We do think the secular stagnation argument in this country is over, that we're not in secular stagnation, that thanks to corporate tax reform, lighter regulatory touch, full employment, rising wages, more capital expenditures, particularly in the ports, infrastructure, and energy patch, that we can do 3% over the balance of this year. That's breaking out of that low growth 2% mode. And by the way, global growth will help as well. Exports are kicking in. That's very important. So, you know, globally and domestically, we're looking for 3% plus growth. And right now, when you overlay corporate taxes, earnings are going to be up around 15-16% year over year. That's what the markets are pricing in right now.
But do you see a negative impact on overseas markets as U.S. corporations repatriate funds?
Not necessarily. I mean, the dollar is actually weakening here. A lot of this cash is already in dollars. A lot of this cash is holding companies, so it's not going into the real economy. It's kind of liquid. It's sitting offshore. I don't think U.S. companies are going to stop investing in Ireland or Malaysia. I don't see that at all. I'm more worried about trade protectionism. But I don't think, you know, there could be, I do expect more companies, foreign companies, to invest in the United States as opposed to being at home. But there's enough money to go around. And we're seeing global earnings, you know, very strong across the world. So the U.S. is a magnet for money, but, you know, not all of the money.
Now, let's move on to Europe and the Social Democrat Party in Germany narrowly approved the start of formal coalition talks with Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats. Stock markets rose yesterday. But what's your view on this, given the continued growth across Europe? Is the leadership vacuum going to have any potential impact on the Eurozone?
Not necessarily. I mean, if Germany lingered on without a government, or Merkel was hanging out there looking like a lame duck, that would be detrimental to the Eurozone backdrop. But it looks like Germany can cobble together a government. It looks like the German-French alliance is coming together and help try to create more pro-growth European integration. Brexit is another issue altogether that's got to be dealt with, but you know, Germany is hugely important, obviously. It's a big surplus country, largest economy in Europe. You know, Greece is not out of the woods just yet, so are many Mediterranean countries. But, you know, the bottom line is, for Europe to work, you have to have a functioning government in Germany, and we're finally getting that, thank God.
So what's your view then on the direction of euros in the short term?
We're bullish. We like the banks in particular, because I do think you're seeing us, the surplus. And remember, the eurozone in general has excess savings. They have a surplus. I do think there's going to be a slow, glacial move towards a pan-European market. I think the Germans are going to be more benign and work with the French to create more of an integrated Europe as opposed to less integration. So I'm generally bullish on European banks, pharmaceutical companies, logistics, transportation, and I would be buying some of the Mediterranean laggards that, they look pretty attractive on valuations.
Thanks for your insights, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management from New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.